Morning, everybody. This is Community Coffee Break on Monday, the 27th of April, 2020. Welcome to, I see Solbu over there. Give us a wave, Solbu. I see Lanceman. Give us a wave with your cat. He's not gonna wave. I see Peter over there. And who else do I see? Oh, there's Robbie. Too late. I've already started.
Did you do the intro for me?
I did.
Good morning, Robbie.
Good afternoon.
It was going to be late, so I jumped in and went ahead and did the intro. So, morning, Ron.
Thanks, man.
I missed you there. So, how are you?
I'm just going to get my coffee.
Good.
I was getting a little bit worried there because the internet, I don't know what's going on today. Mm. I don't know if it's like the usage or what. YouTube Studio, which is what the videos, has been down all morning.
So,
needless to say, finally got all of the video up from last Wednesday's show. But what do you do as a content creator if you can't even access the back end? So, and then I couldn't connect to our server at the studio, which is using Google Remote Desktop. So I don't know if it was like a Google issue that was going on this morning or what. Yeah. And so I finally got in. Triggered the feed, and then I couldn't connect to Zoom on my phone. So, just shaping up to be one of those days.
Man, you're just having a fun day today, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
When I tried to connect to Zoom on my laptop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so something's going on today. Tell you what.
So far, touch wood. Touch wood, everything's been...
Did you just touch your head when you said that?
Yeah, I sure did. Touch wood, you know, that's what happens. But so far, I've been pretty stable. I hope I don't jinx it, but so far it's good. So we'll see what happens.
Good, good. And your internet has also been pretty stable?
Wow. You couldn't resist, could you, Robbie? You couldn't resist. Yeah. You're so bad. But the answer is yes, it has.
Oh,
been.
Good.
So
I'm glad to hear it. Glad to hear both.
This weekend, I literally just took the weekend off. I didn't do anything. Didn't watch the news. Nothing. Yep. Nothing like that.
BP9, I'm going to stop you just for a quick second because this is ahead, really important. This is really, really important. What we're all going to do is we are going to press record. And that is my new Zoom background.
Wait a minute. What now?
Everybody press record.
Oh, I hope we can. Let me try it.
Don't worry. I'll send you the video. And Solbu will figure it out tomorrow when everybody shows up and everybody is in his kitchen. Oh, boy.
You are so bad. You are so bad.
It's going to be great.
Wait, now I wonder if can I raise my hand? Hey, look, I can raise my hand. Look. I don't know what that does on the screen, but, you know.
It just says, for the recording, it does nothing, but it says, well, I guess, host, have a button that says lower hand.
Okay.
So I guess that. I have the power.
I've got a little hand on my screen. It's just sort of...
So oh, I have the power to put your hand down.
You see the things we need to do to amuse ourselves.
Oh, boy.
So Ron is demonstrating how you can use the virtual background. So tomorrow, if we can all show up with Solbu making a sandwich in the background, that'll be fantastic.
I can only do that if I'm running Windows.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah. I won't be able to do it then. Those of you who can, definitely Ron will be. Definitely Ron will be able to do it.
So sorry about that. But yeah.
I interrupted. I couldn't pass up the moment. Sorry, BP.
That's okay. Not a problem. No, all I was saying was that because I had such a lazy-boned slacker weekend, although I was explaining before we started the recording that I did make it out to the airport to get some stuff ready for the annual. The aeroplane's got to go in for its annual.
Wow.
Annual, you know, so.
I think we lost you. Sorry, we lost you there, BP9.
I'm still here.
Your airplane was going in for its annual...
Yeah, that's annual inspection. That's all.
Ah, yes.
It just goes in, and that happens every year. And I was just joking that it happens every year, therefore annual. But anyway, I did catch up with the
coffee break.
Community coffee break. Thank you from Saturday. And Robbie, you were confused about something.
I wouldn't ever put that past me.
Yeah, it's not a huge deal. I don't know if you ever figured it out.
But I couldn't. What was I confused about this time, BP9?
Peter was trying to explain what programming language he was. You were asking what programming language he was using. And Peter kept saying Lazarus, and you recognized that was the IDE.
Yeah.
But he was actually coding in Pascal. In
Pascal, okay.
Yeah. So apparently Lazarus is just a Pascal IDE. Now, there is a Pascal compiler on Linux, and you don't need the Lazarus IDE to do that. It's called Free Pascal Compiler, FPC, I believe. I've not tried it. I don't have any. None of my Pascal source code survived, so I don't have any to try.
Mine's on floppy disks somewhere.
My floppy disks have grown some fuzz, literally grown fuzz. There are like worm trails or something on the floppies, and that happens if you store them for long enough and don't do anything with them and try to read them or something. I was very, very lucky to get three or four disks to be able to get the data off three or four disks to put on the SD cards. But no joy.
Those were the days.
It was a running code that I said to him, not source code. And he didn't quite understand that bit.
Ah, okay. You compiled it. You already compiled it. Gotcha.
Yeah, so if you run that, it'll run on Lazarus. Run on your Linux, sorry. I'm getting confused again, so it's me. Yeah, run Linux from that info.
Have to run it on my Pinebook or something.
Yeah.
So
I was just saying that it's been so long since I've touched Pascal that I would be worse than to try to.
Hey, honestly, to I don't think I ever
back
have
into that as well. So my language these days is C. That's what I prefer to do. And I saw a presentation from Dennis Ritchie, I believe it was, where he was trying to work up C++, trying to say how wonderful it was. I've not had that experience with C++. My experience with C++ is you mess up one character and the compiler will just blow up in your face. It will, it will throw pages of error messages at you. And it's often very difficult to figure out what exactly you messed up.
Testing HTML code. And you check it with the
Did Solvu just call HTML a programming language?
The art of debugging finding errors, and you check it, and it says you have 7 errors, and then you fix one, you have 300 errors.
You know what?
Solvu, calling HTML a programming language is like calling PHP a programming language.
Hey, come on. No, PHP is server side. PHP outputs HTML.
I had to say it. It's
nah. Come on now. That's not true at all.
Does it compile?
You can compile PHP.
Into what? Sure.
I don't know. What if you placed the PHP executable in the header and then had it refer to file?
That's not compiling it. That is just passing it in as an interpreter.
Yeah, I think I've seen any compiler that I've seen has compiled it into a different language, like C or something like that. It would convert the code into C and then compile it. Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, I can't.
Not the same thing. Come on. I will fight that. I will fight that statement. It's like saying, like, CSS is the same as PHP. It's not true.
Oh, look at that. Look at Peter's. It looks like
CSS is not the same as PHP. It's,
yeah, because it's numbers game.
There it is.
It looks like Sudoku, is it?
Yeah, or tic-tac-toe.
That's running in Windows.
I hear
from what
sound.
I can tell, though.
I hear sound.
It's running in Windows. That's why.
No, running in Linux.
Is it?
Yeah.
Peter, just
that looks like a Windows background to me.
If you could just put the microphone a little more in your mouth.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah.
So it's getting trippy.
I just got home. I was with my sister in the town. I bought myself a new washing machine because the one I have, it's 15 or something years old, and it's starting to leak when it when it's draw water, but only when it's taking in water in a few seconds. When I got home, has signed me up for a members benefit club. I didn't agree to that. And there is a link that you can get out of the club. But in order to do that, you have to agree to the terms that they can advertise.
Oh, gosh. Catch 22
here. No, I'm not
here.
Accepting your terms. I want to get out of this. Oh.
And the problem with that, too, Solbu, is that now they have a good email address that they know works. So they can sell it.
Yeah.
Email address is only that store which have.
Ah, good man.
If you believe that, you believe anything. They'll sell.
No, but if he set up an email alias that's like,
I do the same.
You know, Lowe's@category5.tv.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I do exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. I have 120 email addresses.
I have the same. I have a single domain.
So if they don't fix this, then I have 129 few days.
Hey, Solbu. Solbu.
Yeah, that's
me. That reminds me of a video that I saw a while.
Did you get the T-shirt?
Sorry. I'm just giving everybody a hard time because, you know, I don't care today. I'm just going to do it.
We're just sitting around the coffee cooler.
Absolutely. Yep. Coffee cooler? What?
Yeah. Who wants cool coffee?
What do you mean coffee cooler?
That's the new thing. Come on. What, you ever had a Frappuccino?
Frappuccinos are hot.
We're sitting around the coffee maker.
No. There Frappuccino's hot. Frappuccino is like refrigerated.
Oh, you're talking about the bottled ones, right?
And they do the cold brew as well. Cold brew,
right.
I guess what they say is use your French press and you just leave it like overnight with cold water in it. And then be like non-acidic and really, really good. I haven't tried it yet. I really should. They is the first result in Google when I asked. What's with this cold brew fad?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
But
okay.
I see everybody selling like these cold brew kits and you got to buy all this fancy equipment. And it's like, no, you can just use a French press. So I'll just use my French press and give it a try. Wow. But apparently the hot water makes your coffee acidic. But by doing it with the cold brew method, you don't get that acidity. Mm-hmm. And
why so many put sugar and or cream in their coffee? So
I got cream today.
It's down some of that bitterness. Mm-hmm. That's why I do anyway.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I usually drink it black.
Yeah. I dream about sometimes is having one of those big coffee makers that they have at gas stations and
dream about this.
Yeah, I want to have one of those in my kitchen and they can have a button for coffee and a button for chocolate and
I know what you mean. Yeah the instant things.
Also the dispenser. Yeah. You know, they're pretty awful coffee at those truck stops. They're not what I would call good coffee.
There is two other types. One where you actually make chocolate and one where you actually make it brew coffee from beans. which is what I have. I have it makes coffee from beans. But in addition to that, I want to have it make chocolate, hot chocolate, and
Yeah, the kids certainly love those machines.
There's just no pleasing you, is there, Sol? It's just you got to have one of everything.
You know what though, the Tassimo and the Keurig is what I use. I have a Tassimo at the studio, and I got a Keurig at home, and those are kind of the same kind of thing, like just one off coffees, right?
I don't know if they've done this yet, but the Keurigs, apparently, the latest Keurigs are going to have RFID tags in their K-cups, so that only genuine K-cups work in the Keurig machine. Yeah.
Well, they were saying that a couple of years ago.
Yeah. You can't just put a no-brand K-cup in there.
Is it going to be like printer cartridges, though, where they did that to printer cartridges with the chips and then suddenly no-name printer manufacturer?
This system is already hacked.
They just clone it.
No, you don't need to. There is, I think
you can hack the Keurig.
Yeah, you can. What they do is they. There was a news story about this 2 or 3 years ago. Someone he reused them and he filled them up you can buy a third party one. But if you take off the top lid and just stick it on top of the third party one, it think that you are putting a genuine one.
The Tassimo uses
or you could just disassemble the Keurig and
except what's coming to mind is, are they doing that, and I don't know this, but are they doing it to make it smarter? Because to be honest, Tassimo has better coffee than Keurig, because Keurig, it's just like, it's either spraying water into the cup or the cup. The Tassimo has a barcode on it that it reads that barcode, and that tells it, is this a frothy drink? Is this a hot drink? Is this coffee? Is this tea? And it responds to the barcode accordingly. So you can get frothy milk on top from a Tassimo.
I've never heard of Tassimo.
I'm quite sure that is the only reason, because reaching your hand and pushing a button from a menu is so hard that. and in addition to that, they also get to deny all third-party cups.
You're the one who wants to push the hot chocolate button.
Yeah, but
good point.
Just buy a can. Buy a can of hot chocolate and add kettle water.
A friend of mine tried to talk me into trading in my old Nissan Leaf. It's a 100% electric car, and trying to buy a new one. I said there is no financial situation where that is an advantage, because the car. But he said, you can get all these new mod cons. You can get modern conveniences. You can figure out. I know you know what mod cons are. Sorry, Robbie. you can get the lights can turn themselves on automatically. I said, I think I know when to turn the lights on. That you can figure out if there's someone beside you before you change lanes. I said, I know how to look to see if there's anyone behind me before I change lanes. You know,
but a lot of people don't. BP9.
Don't they teach them to do this stuff?
Parallel parking assistants.
Oh,
just learn to parallel park.
The most stupid feature is the automatic lights turning on and off, because it doesn't work in tunnels that have lights across the tunnel.
I didn't think of that. Good point. Yeah,
and the other thing is,
come on, so often when you drive through a part of the road where the trees have grown overhead and caused shade to fall on the road.
Yeah.
All the automatic lights come on
that
straight
quick?
Away.
Oh, man,
okay,
yeah.
Alrighty. Then.
And how are young guys supposed to stalk their girlfriends now? You know, like pull up out front of the house and turn off the headlights and throw rocks at her window.
That's not creepy at all, is it? No, it's not creepy at all.
Well, mom and dad are going to see the car pull up now. So
is that what you did with Becca, Robbie?
What's that?
Is that what you did with Becca?
I stole her away, brought her to Barry.
Oh, dear. Yes, I think Rob is speaking from experience. What do you think?
Speaking of stalking and girlfriends, I listened to a speech.
Please don't say it was a video you saw. Please don't say it was a video.
Speaking of stalking girlfriends, that reminds me of a video.
It was a sermon that I listened to, and he was speaking about how to look at how to find and how to do the courtship and so on. And he mentioned that he had a roommate. He didn't want to visit his girlfriend at her. She was living alone, but he took her back to his place. He had a roommate, and the three of them was watching a movie. And he had to point out that the name is not a joke. His name is just in case.
Legit.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that joke.
His parents had a laugh.
Yeah.
For somebody, what's the best place to install that program? /games. What's the best place to put it, Robbie?
Only if you have a user named Games.
I got. No. And I want to know the best place to put it in your own folder somewhere.
Oh, /bin/games, perhaps? Yeah, check your file system.
My recommendation is that for programs that you are making, it's not installed as a package, as a Debian package or something, put it in a /local/bin.
Good idea. Yes.
User local. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And
if you are the only one who is going to use it, if you create a folder named bin, anything you put in that of the path, in a bash shell, in most distributions.
You can run the game without having to type the path.
Yeah.
Because we're that lazy. Hey, does anyone have a Linux computer in front of them? I just have my phone, so.
Yes,
sure.
So /local/bin/games, is that what we're looking at for Peter?
You're going to make me look now, aren't you? You're going to make me drag the mouse over.
/local/games.
What is it?
/local/games.
/games, so no bin. So got that, Peter? User is spelled US and then /local/games, and it's all lowercase.
Yeah, thanks. I have to do that.
Thanks, guys.
I'll use INO, I think INNO, but that's cool. Yeah, that's the Ribbon controller. But the audio is better on Windows than Linux, I'm afraid. I played an audio using it, the audio in A player, not very good, because I played it on Windows and it sounded a lot better. And I'm not playing around. Could you think, Bobby? Anybody?
Yes. Sorry, I'm having trouble making you out, Peter. Is anyone able to help? Yeah, I'm having trouble.
Sorry, I'll say again. I was playing sound using A player, and the quality of the box wasn't very good. I played on Windows the same sound, and it was a lot better. Is it the A player that's the problem, you think?
Oh, I have no idea, Peter. I've already said when you mentioned, I have no experience with that at all.
I played a bash command that used to play sounds.
I understand. Yeah, it's a terminal application to play audio files, but I don't use it or have ever used it.
What is it you're trying to do, Peter?
He's saying that the sound is better in Windows and it's not working as well in Linux on his application.
That could be due to any number of things. I know I mentioned this when we talked 3 or 4 days ago. It all depends on the configuration of your machine and if your audio drive, your sound card is properly configured. That's going to be the biggest thing. So
yeah, it's tough. It's a learning experience.
I don't
experience.
Have a lot of experience with that. I just let the system figure it out for itself.
I just installed the disk and let the thing do the audio out, but it just had to be installed it. It said anyway, distort it to make, well, I've got all very good ears anyway. They'd gone anyway, you know. You know, my hearing not very good, but it had distorted to me. And
now I know, I'm going to tell you, Peter, why your hearing isn't any good.
Yep.
I was thinking of audio when I was editing at the studio on Sunday, yesterday. My audio or my video editor, DaVinci Resolve, I wasn't getting any sound out of it. And I'm like, what is going on? And because I've been plugging everything in, it detected like 15 different sound outputs.
Oh, no.
And it's, so it ended up sending the audio to one of the TVs in the studio, the next room over. And so I'm trying to figure out where the audio is going. So I had to remap the sound in DaVinci Resolve, which is cool that you can do this. You could actually select the sound card specifically, and then it shows you all the outputs on the sound device. So in my case, it had 7 outputs, or maybe 8. And so I selected the first 2, and sure enough, that's left and right, and that worked. But goodness me, I'm gonna have to figure out how to like set up a permanent solution, because it's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I ordered some couplers for HDMI off of Amazon, which I think is an experiment. Because I'm trying to figure out how to get the cameras a little bit more slack in the studio. Because right now it's like there's like 4 feet of cable coming out from the piece of PVC pipe that I ran. Mm-hmm. So not a lot of room to move around. So rather than getting a HDMI extender, which are like $150 each, so that'd be, you know, times that by 4 for the number of cameras we have, plus add another one for a laptop, you know, it gets pretty expensive. So I thought, what I would try is they've got couplers for $5, and it's just an HDMI coupler that you plug into one cable, and then it allows you to plug in another cable to extend it. So yeah. I'm going to try that.
Why not just
get
a longer cable?
You could cut the PVC tube shorter, so you have more slack in the cable.
I can't, because I don't have a way to, and I don't have a contractor. But that's actually a good question, Lance. Man, the reason is because each camera has a different type of interface. So while the high end cameras have the full HDMI output, a couple of our cameras have micro HDMI.
Okay.
So they vary. So I want to have something in the studio that I can plug into. Okay. And I don't think you're going to find a micro HDMI cable that'll reach that long. And they're a thinner cable. So I think there's too much signal loss.
If you have a hacksaw, you can cut PVC pipe with a hacksaw.
Yeah.
Which I don't have. And the hardware stores are closed.
Oh,
yeah.
That stinks. Oh,
you
wow.
don't have one at home?
No. I have a Dremel somewhere. And I thought I'd use the Dremel to do it. But if you're patient.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to have one shoot up into my forehead, aren't I? Yeah. No, I'll just have to wait it out. But the coupler is meant to just give me something that I can plug into. So
What sort of signal loss are you going to experience through those couplers?
That's what I don't know
that we're talking RF frequencies here.
This is a digital signal.
Yeah, okay. So you'll probably be all right.
Hardwired.
Is there a limit
signal?
To how long an HDMI cable can be?
Yeah, 50
as long as
feet,
you don't
and
extend.
Then you got to start extending it with power, right?
Yeah, okay.
Much like Ethernet, if you go over 600 feet or whatever, you've got to have an extender in there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's going to need, if I get signal loss, then I'll have to use a powered extender. But they're only $5 for the passive ones. So I thought I'd try it. It's worth the test.
I did a dandy knife through Bobby.
How far are you trying to go, Robbie?
Well, it's a 25-footer to get into the studio. And then I got to do maybe another 10, 15 feet from there. So I think it should work. I'm hoping so, because that would be a really cheap and cheerful solution. But the cables that I have are like these really thick woven ones, right? Like the 25-footers.
Right.
They're really good, solid cables. So those are what I want to daisy chain plug into.
Have you seen the one, Robbie, where you plug a USB in one end and you get a Cat 5 TV, a cable the other end?
I love the Freudian slip that he calls it a Category 5 TV. Yeah, Cat 5 extender. Yeah, they make those for HDMI as well, but that's what I'm talking about. Those are about $150, so I want to see if I can use a cheap one first.
Yeah.
Is that a USB extender?
Yes.
I'm going to have to run, guys. Oh,
it's USB to Cat 5. Category 5 technology TV extender.
Those are brilliant. Those are such great devices, and that's exactly what I'm looking at for the video. But because our cameras are 4K, it's going to, you can't get the cheap $40 ones. Those are only 1080p. So, so I'm hoping the coupler will work because $5 a pop.
Would you get enough bandwidth on that to do that? Would it work?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's HDMI. Yeah. So, all right, guys, I got to go. Have a wonderful afternoon. I'll see you again for coffee break tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Take care. See you guys next week.
Bye. Yes, sir.